Welcome to Face the Culture, folks. We're so glad that you're with us. Kim Kennedy here once again, saying hello and welcome. And as I always say, each program is vastly different from the last one, and today is no exception. We have Brock Starnes, who is working with producing the Wing Feather Saga. And folks, you are really going to enjoy this conversation. Let me tell you a little bit about Brock. Won't take much time to do that. We want to get into the conversation, but let me first say that Brock began his career by leading VeggieTales live events and tours. Brock has advised and produced content for leading children's educational brands, has launched businesses, holds a master's degree from Victoria University in Wellington, New Zealand, where he researched the roles of strategic relationships amongst technology startups. For the past 10 plus years, he has served as partner at Brentwood Studios, where he has advised clients in the areas of strategy, partnerships, and product development, and serves as co-creator and executive producer of new media properties, including Michael W. Smith's children's brand, Nurturing Step, and The Slugs and Bugs Show. In 2022, he joined Shining Isle Productions as COO and EP. Brock, that's a pretty impressive resume, and obviously puts you in a position to take on this monumental task of producing the Wing Feather Saga. I'm going to stop talking and ask you to tell us the background of Wing Feather Saga. I'm assuming that was a book series first, and how it made it to film. Give us the whole story.
Thanks, Kim. Yeah, it's good to be with you and talk about the Wing Feather Saga. It has been such a joy to be able to bring this series to the screen with our team. So in 2008, Andrew Peterson wrote the first novel of the Wing Feather Saga. Andrew is a singer-songwriter and author, and then he released three other books. So to make a four-part series called the Wing Feather Saga that's available, really targets 8 to 12-year-olds and families, but it's available in the young adult section of most bookstores you come across. So it's out there next to the Harry Potters and the Lord of the Rings and the Chronicles of Narnia series at independent retailers and mass retailers as well. And so we, Chris Wall, who's our showrunner, and Andrew partnered to bring this series to the screen. And then I've had the privilege of coming alongside of them to help make that a reality. And so we have been working for a number of years to create a path to for this series to be told as an animated series. And in 2021, with the help of Angel Studios, we crowdfunded season one and raised over $5 million from 7,000 families, which provided the production budget to make season one. And now we have since done additional capital campaigns and raised enough dollars to also make season two, which is coming out now. We just had the premiere in Nashville a couple weeks ago, and it has been so fun to see kids and families rally around this series, many of whom love the books, and then several who are coming to this story new because of the animated series. And so so it's been quite the journey, but one that is just beginning in so many ways. We envision this being seven seasons, and so we are two seasons in so far.
This is really wonderful and encouraging. I guess my first question, my first thought, first of all, we should say, I don't know if you said it, I could have missed it, but that I believe that you set a record in fundraising for an animated production.
It was. Yeah. So the Wing Feather Saga is now the largest animated family series to be crowdfunded. And so there's, you know, The Chosen was crowdfunded through Angel Studios before us, and I believe they're the largest animated largest series to be crowdfunded. And our target is to be an animated series and to be for families, and so we're excited to. It's just such a powerful thing when people rally together and say we want this thing to exist in the world, and they have an opportunity to do that. And so we, you know, many of us had not participated in crowdfunding before. It was new. but Angel Studios was really experienced in it and kind of created a path for us to do that. And so many of the investors in the series had read the books and wanted to see this come to the screen.
That's awesome. That is wonderful. Tell me a little bit about the experience of crowdfunding. Is that mostly individuals? Is it a combination of organizations and individuals? How does that work, and how long does it take?
Yeah, so the first campaign in 2021 was about a month long, and it is primarily individuals. So it's folks, I think the average was around $350, is your average contribution. So and then there's yeah there but people gave what they could, and it was could be a lower amount or much higher amount. So people participated in different ways in the campaign. It was really, but it took everyone to rally together to pull that off. And so that's been what's so special about the journey is animation and filmmaking is such a team effort. It's a collaborative effort. It involves so many different people that are good at different disciplines, and to now be a show that is crowdfunded, so all these families and individuals have rallied around this, is a testament to kind of the community effort that's needed to make to pull these projects off.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't help but think as you're talking, listeners, you don't need gazillions of dollars to put these things together. I mean, we had on, was it 2 years ago, the guy who did My Only Son with Angel Studios. He did it on a ridiculously low budget, but it was a fabulous movie. It was superb. It was well written, well acted, and it just goes to show that when you have genuine talent, Brock, you don't have to put gazillions, like I say, slight exaggeration, but a boatload of money out there. And I am personally really excited about this. However, I'll probably be more excited when you tell someone like me who had never heard of the Wing Feather Saga before I was read about you. And please tell us, what's it about? What's the saga about?
Oh, it's such a it's a I mean at the core it's a fantasy series. So folks who love Lord of the Rings or Chronicles of Narnia, typically if they read those or have watched those movies, they typically gravitate towards the Wing Feather Saga and wanting to experience this story. But this story uniquely follows a family. So it's three kids, their mom and grandfather. Their uncle is around, and then some friends too. But these kids discover that they have a special gifting, a special power that they can use in the world to help push back the evil that they experience. So the land that they're in, they're basically in hiding, and they ultimately become a part of a resistance that pushes back against the Fangs of Dang, which are the villain creatures of this world. And who have taken over the lands, and they help to give people hope and help to push back against that. And ultimately, the series in book four and what we expect in our later seasons really tells a just a beautiful redemptive story of this. Not to jump to conclusions of this of this family and of this world. So. But at the end of the day, the story is really about a family on a journey. So what we have loved as filmmakers is seeing families see themselves in these characters, and then seeing the journey that they go on. These kids are coming of age, so many of our kids at different seasons, and discovering who they are and that their strengths and gifting is not independently, but it's most powerful together. And so they, as a family, they've got to kind of rally together, and as a community, rally together to overcome the obstacles that are put in their way. And it's a story not for the faint of heart. I mean, it is an action adventure tale. And so We often say in animation, you can sometimes, think that, oh, this is for younger audiences. We see animation much in the way Pixar does, where it's a family experience. But really, our story is geared towards 8 to 12 year olds, which, and so there's quite a bit of action adventure. There's high stakes, and there's serious villains that put our family in tough places that they have to work together to overcome.
I like what you're saying because it mirrors real life. Look at where we're at
Yep.
right now. And people, I just had a conversation with someone earlier today, essentially where does hope come from? And I had the opportunity to share with her that, when a couple of years ago when stuff started going really haywire, it was like, whoa, Lord, keep my feet on the ground. But after studying scripture, in particular the book of Revelation, and thankfully, the person who taught it wasn't like, run to the hills, the end is coming. Just kind of help you put things in perspective so that God is still in control. We understand that, but that we can, he is faithful and we can continue to trust him just because we're seeing things that we've never seen before in our lifetimes. So it's pretty cool, Brock, that what you're describing to me are overcomers. And it sounds like they are people of faith. Am I reading too much into that?
No, they find our characters find that they have a place in the world to use their gifting to push back the evil that they experience and to overcome the obstacles that they come across. And it's not we have a story that it's not one of them that pushes it through. It's really all of them working together to do that. And so there's they our characters find a lot of hope in each other. There is a maker in the world, so they have hope that there's a bigger purpose for what's going on than what their experience. And there isn't necessarily a specific religion in the world, but there's this trust and hope that's going on there. I think they take a lot of solace in the history of the world and kind of what the world was like before it was taken over by these fangs of Dings. So there's all of that, but there's also a whimsy and a comedy in Wingfeather Saga that our fans so gravitate towards. We have creatures called the toothy cows, which look like normal cows, but they're just slightly different. And we have we just have there's a number of creatures that are hilarious and jokes where you would there's a whimsy to it where you'd expect it to be very serious in these intense moments, but there's a lightheartedness, which is a testament to kind of life too, to your point. It's in the in the struggles, how do we find the whimsy and the humor that reminds us of what we love about life and the laughter that we experience and the togetherness that we get to experience. So there's all of that here. And Andrew, who wrote the series, is that too. I mean, it is such a there's comedy laced with action and adventure, laced with
I love it, Brock.
with all of it. So yeah.
It's sometimes I think we just take ourselves too seriously. It's okay to laugh, right? It's okay to
Yeah.
have a good time. It's entertainment is a part of it too. So, I am one to turn on Mystery Science 3000 on YouTube,
There
just
you
because
go. Yeah.
it's too much, Brock. It's like too much, and then so much of the information we're getting, it's like what's real, what's not. It's like, Lord, you sort that out, but. It sounds to me like you define right and wrong along biblical lines. Would I be incorrect in saying that? You're not trying to tell us what's wrong is right and vice versa.
Yeah, there's a clear kind of good and evil in the story. But there is also a grace and forgiveness that comes we experience later in this story. I'm jumping ahead quite a bit, but there's what we are trying to do is really adapt Andrew's novels and be true to his characters and who he is. And what's unique about our series is, so many times the author is not involved. There are some times where they are involved in filmmaking, but there's a lot of examples where they're not. And Andrew is one of our executive producers, one of the founders of our studio. And so from the script, the character designs to the finished animation, he's along in that journey. That's been one of the coolest things is how do you adapt a story for the screen, but try to do it in alignment with the books. And there are some new narrative arcs that change in the series that is different than the book series, because in the nature of film and that medium requires some different sequencing. So we pull some characters forward in our storytelling than in the in the books. But it's done in partnership with the author, which is a really unique thing in filmmaking.
Now, these are theatrical releases. These are not televised series, correct?
No, they're TV series. We call what we're doing really premium TV, premium TV. So normal TV animation is at kind of a certain quality level, and feature animation is typically very expensive. And we're right there in the middle. So many of us spent time at VeggieTales in the past and home video. And what was the expectation there was that this was a quality in the art, quality in the animation and the acting, all of those components. And that's what we're seeking to do is create a quality experience for families to enjoy as family movie night, as they go along in life. And so it is a serialized story. So each episode basically kind of builds on the other one, and each season builds on it. So our characters get more elaborate, our world grows, we go to a number of new locations, the stakes increase. And so there's the ability to kind of watch several of these episodes together as a family movie night, which is what we've been seeing families do.
Okay, so is premium TV a service that people can pay for so they have a choice to
So
watch?
we distribute the show through Angel Studios, and Angel Studios' model, like they've done with Chosen and other shows, is to make those shows free and then invite audiences to pay it forward. And pay it forward is like tipping a show. So if you like something and you want to see more of it, then you can tip the show. And so our season one is free. You can watch it on angel.com/wingfeather. They have an app, TV apps, all those things too. And then season two is now starting to release. So April 5th was the first episode. And then every week for 7 weeks, we're releasing season two episodes. And we're doing that through the Angel Guild. And so Angel Studios has a subscription element to their platform that the season two episodes are released in. Those episodes will release wider, and we hope to make them free as well down the road. But right now, in the kind of the first window, they are released exclusively there.
Okay, great. This is awesome. It sounds like Brock, that it's doing quite well is what I'm picking up from you.
It has been such a journey. It's been such a community endeavor focus. But there's a number of families who don't know of the Wingfeather Saga, and this is where we want to push in and find more families and kids who we know would love this story, who just haven't experienced it. It's just kind of the nature of being an independent production is we get to do this independently, and there's lots of benefits for doing that. But that you also realize that there's a lot of people who will need to learn about the show and learn about either the books or the show who haven't heard about it before. And so it's because of these conversations, Kim, I'm so thankful for the time that we're able to tell this story and let your audience and other people know about this story, and then they can be a part of the just well.
Yeah, I want to interrupt the conversation, folks. I hope you like what you heard. And I'm thinking of last July when I saw the Freedom movie. It escapes my
Oh,
mind.
Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom. There was no $1 billion campaign. It wasn't talked about on the news here in the Philadelphia, greater Philadelphia area. But the theater was packed on July 4th when we went, absolutely packed. I would have to think that word of mouth played a big part in that, that people started talking. And for parents looking for quality alternative family entertainment, share it. People, can I ask you that? This is worth sharing. This is a good thing. And I'm looking forward to seeing it, Brock. I like what I've heard, and I'm pretty excited about this because a lot of times there's such really, I hate to sound like an 85-year-old lady, but there's such a dearth of quality entertainment where we still watch the Chronicles of Narnia and the Lord of the Rings series because they're great, great entertainment, great dialogue, well made, and stories that are enduring because they're based on truth. It's clearly defined evil, clearly defined good. It's a fierce battle, but good always wins. And we have Hollywood putting out some stuff where you're scratching your head and saying, that ain't right. Nah, I'm not watching it. And I'll tell other people who have young kids, don't see that. That's not good. That's not going to build up. Not going to edify. So I have no hesitation doing that here. So if you think I'm being shameless promoting folks, I think it's for a good thing because our country has a lot of issues, and one of them I think is the cultural on some ends the cultural part of the arts is really lacking. And here you have this great stuff coming out. We've talked to a lot of really good faith-based filmmakers, some of them not faith-based, but just putting out a wide variety of really interesting entertainment, documentaries, etc., stuff that's worthwhile. And so, Brock, I'm going to give you the final word. Our half hour is just about up here. What do you want to say before we end the conversation?
Thanks, Kim. Yeah, I just invite families to check out the show. So find a Friday or Saturday night, put a couple episodes together and stream it. So there's also DVDs and you can buy it on Amazon or other places. So if you just search the Wingfeather Saga, you'll find it, or go to angel.com/wingfeather and you can stream it there.
Well, there you go, folks. Have a watch party and get the DVD and get the popcorn ready and have a great night with that on a rainy night, especially. It's a great thing to do. Brock, I hope we can stay in touch and you can keep us updated. We would like to keep this on the front burner because this is really, I'm just really excited about this. VeggieTales was fantastic. It looks like you're taking it to another level. And so, congratulations, and we'll pray for your success, and that God would bless it and multiply it. So, folks, thank you for being with us. We hope that you will check out the Wingfeather Saga, and we look forward to seeing you again. But in the meantime, we wish you a great rest of the day.